Komoiawatama Nui, France and Tene, and yes, we're back for Wate's English News. Urban Māori leader and Māori Party President John Tamihere says Saturday's hui amotu was a chance to start repairing the divisions of a generation of treaty settlements. More than 10,000 people gathered at Tūranga Waiwai Marae in Ngarua Wāhia to discuss Te Tiriti o Waitangi, national identity and the future for Māori. Mr Tamihere says the hui was a response to questions over whether the new coalition government had the legitimacy to drive its agenda regarding Māori. He says Māori are looking for kotahitanga and equality within wider society.
The common values we share far outpopulate any differences we have, which were microscoped over the fight over treaty settlements where the Crown got us fighting one another. So we're now starting to concentrate on the perpetrator of all the problems, and that is a parliament in the hands of a few people that do not have a thumping mandate to overturn where we are heading as a people.
John Tamihere. Also, the head of Wakaama New Zealand, Lara Collins, says turnout for the Sprints Nationals shows the sport is getting back to normal after some tough years for whānau. The week-long regatta at Karapiro drew more than 3,000 competitors and 10,000 spectators. She says the racing was world-class.
The racing was super tight this week, and teams and clubs were trying to qualify for spots to compete at the World Club Championship in Hawaii in August. So there was some extra pressure on the line, I guess.
Lara Collins says highlights included medals for the previously unheralded Ōrākei Water Sports Open men's team, the continued dominance of Acacia Williams from Gisborne's Horota Wakahoi in the women's open singles races, and an almost three-way dead heat in the men's open singles. The Kaitiaki Iwi for Auckland's Waitakere Rangers is developing a 1,000-year plan for the protection of the ngahere. Te Kawerau Iwi Tiaki Trust Chief Executive Edward Ashby says the time phrase has raised eyebrows, but the Forest Kauri have been there for longer than that, so it's important to take a long-term perspective. He says that Ahui put over much of the Rangers in 2017 has allowed the Iwi and Council to develop a new track system, which protects trees in the centre of the forest from Kauri dieback disease.
We used to have over 140 tracks. It was like a rabbit warren through there. And we're just trying to pull people to the edge of the ngahere to protect the heart of it. But in terms of how it could improve in the future, we're advocating for essentially a 1,000-year plan for our ngahere, because that's kind of the mindset and the horizon you have to look to if you want a seedling to become a giant rākau rangatira.
Edward Ashby says that Ahui has succeeded in containing Kauri dieback aimed to the edge of the forest. And that's your Wātea English News.